In assembling this exhibition, Ellen and I had the opportunity to discuss the myriad things that influence her work and how echoes of her earlier work can be seen in Deluxe as a whole, as well as in individual parts.
We often talk about Deluxe as this incredible tour de force of printmaking, this kind of game-changing project. But Ellen, maybe you could just talk a little bit about what it was that you were doing that led up to this project.
In between 2000 and 2001, I was working on a series of ebony drawings. And then I started making the plasticine paintings, which were large, gridded paintings, about 8 feet by 16 feet. And the imagery actually was from magazines. Sometimes they were full pages, sometimes they were details. I would scan fragments, and then I would print them out onto a kind of newsprint paper, and then glue them down, carve into them, and layer them, and riff off of them, working from left to right, top to bottom.
So in this big grid of heads, each one was given a yellow plasticine wig.
Yeah. Each wig relating to what was going on in a particular grid, and it was a grid of about 396 heads for each painting.
Prior to making Deluxe, Ellen completed a project called Murmur, consisting of 5 projections. Ideas and techniques from those films made their way into Deluxe.
One film that really influenced Deluxe was the final film in the series, Murmur Monster, which we basically hijacked a B-movie film. It came from outer space. And we found that by scratching into the film with a razor or various tools, we actually released this film stock underneath that veered from being really lurid blue-green iridium to yellow to, you know, blown-out white film.